Hi everyone, welcome to my channel, The Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. Today I'll be talking about something really sensitive, and it's growing up with just female siblings in Africa. So I'm sure if you're in America or in any other country, you're probably like, what's sensitive about this topic? Well, the truth is, nothing much if you're in this part of the world, but if you're from Africa, especially Nigeria, it's a little bit dicey, and I'll let you know why in a few minutes. I grew up in a family of eight. My parents have six daughters, and I'm the last daughter. My parents pretty much raised us as equal in the sense that we didn't miss having a brother. There was never a day where, you know, your worth as a female child was questioned just because of the fact that you were female. You know, we were very well protected, and we grew up just knowing that we could achieve whatever we wanted to as long as we put our minds to it, you know. And so the only time when I actually did sit down and think about, you know, what it meant to have a male sibling was at some point when my eldest sister was thinking about, you know, getting a car. You know, she had gotten a good job and she was like, oh, I'm gonna get a car. And some lady told her that, well, I don't think you should, because if you do get a car right now, you're not gonna get a husband. And I thought that was so strange. I thought that was so crazy. How could you think that, you know, getting a car would affect your chances of ever getting a husband? And that's when I started to notice the patterns around me. I started to notice that whenever a lady got married, she was expected to have not just male kids, but female kids. And if she had all female kids, you know, she was somehow traumatized and tried to have more kids just to have a male child because of the pressure from society and from, you know, family, because the male child was more important in several ways. You know, I noticed that when a child was born, people were eager to find out the sex or the gender because they wanted to, you know, if it was a male child, oh my God, the screams were louder. You know, I noticed that just, you know, so much was put on being a male child. And I started to wonder what my mom's experience was when she was having kids. Like, was the society accepting? You know, how could she have six daughters and still be content and still treat them as, you know, equal, not whining over not having a male child and all these things? And don't get me wrong, there are families in Africa and Nigeria that have all female daughters and are still, you know, treat them as equal. You know, it's not all families, but I did notice that majority of the population, you know, place more emphasis on the male child. And this is true for a lot of tribes. This is true for even a lot of African countries. And so here's the thing, you know, whether you're male or you're female, you can achieve whatever you set your mind to. All right, yes, you may not have the applause of the people around you. You may not have the accolades and, you know, all those nice things, you know, that make it easy for people to get ahead in life, but just know that you are enough and you're sufficient and you can be whatever you want to be. It doesn't matter that people don't applaud you right now. It doesn't matter that people want you as a female to dim your light just so the next guy next to you can shine brighter. You can do whatever you want to do in life. You can be successful and you can achieve the greatest heights, because success, guess what? It's not gender specific. Success comes to those who reach out for it and grab it, okay? And so if you're doing the right things and you're being diligent in your work, you can be very successful regardless of gender. Yes, I'm really passionate.
Do you know that you can support this podcast with a small monthly contribution, as little as $1 every month? If you'd like to do so, please visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Thank you.